This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House firing back at some recent comments made, both written and spoken, by Maryland's Republican governor. Harsh comments about the administration's handling of the pandemic. Yesterday, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Governor Hogan is practicing what she calls revisionist history. Hogan says his harshest remarks, which recently appeared in a Washington Post op-ed, were actually taken from his upcoming book, which has been finished now for nearly 2 months.
And I think they've made some improvements since then, quite frankly, but early on in the crisis, there's no question that there were serious mistakes that were made.
A third federal execution this week is to be carried out today in Indiana as Dustin Lee Honkin was convicted of killing 5 people, including children, to protect his Iowa meth operation in 1993. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Local and state officials in Oregon blasting federal agents for grabbing protesters off Portland streets, hauling them away in unmarked vehicles. Protesters have demonstrated outside the federal courthouse there for weeks. The acting Homeland Security Director Chad Wolf saying that federal agents will continue to protect federal facilities and everyone inside. Democrats are reportedly being told not to attend their Democratic Party convention in person. The New York Times saying a convention advisor has told members of Congress they should not plan to travel to Milwaukee. That message relayed to congressional aides in an email also saying delegates will not be going to Milwaukee and that party meetings will be taking place exclusively online. Democrats had previously decided to move the event to a smaller arena in the Milwaukee area, again because of the coronavirus. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency assuring states that could be impacted by Atlantic hurricanes this year that there are plenty of available federal resources to help them should they get hit by a hurricane this summer. FEMA Administrator Pete Gaynor made the comments in one of those states, Mississippi, yesterday. He says dealing with a hurricane and the virus at the same time would be more complicated but not impossible. Elvis Week will still happen this year in Memphis, but it's been modified because of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
This rendition of the song by Elvis was performed at one of his final appearances before his death in 1977. This year, Graceland officials say they're eliminating any potential high-risk activity, including live performances, group parties, autograph signings, and the like. Attendance will be limited for the remaining events, including the candlelight vigil, because of the need for social distancing. Elvis Week still scheduled for August 8th through the 16th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Regrets, I had a few, but then again, too few to mention.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com to be in the flow of the know. Our next guest, you've heard me brag about him so often. We've quoted him. We've used sound bites of his voice because anything that had to do with the FBI and the impeachment process, the whole Russian delusion, John Solomon has been the lead investigative reporter. He has been the source of truth for so many Americans, and he now is put it to paper, and we're able to see this out. I can only imagine that he has a war room in his office somewhere where he's got all these names that are all connected, because that's the way it reads. In his brand new book, Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Washington Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. John Solomon, an honor to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you, Bill. It's such an honor to be joining you.
Well, let's break this down for the audience. You have been almost a regular guest on FNC, telling us what you've known, and now we're at a point where a book is available to where it might make things a little bit easier, because it's been a challenge for most of us because there's so many elements to this story.
There is. It is. It's complicated. And I think the Democrats benefit from that because it's a complicated story. And so it's taken a long time to unravel the dirty tricks that were played against President Trump and the Russian-Ukraine scandals, both of them bogus, both of them contrived by the media and their Democratic collaborators. And so what we set out in the book is not only to describe how the scandal was carried out, but to answer the question why, of all the things that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats could pick a fight with on Donald Trump, why did they pick Russia? Why did they pick Ukraine? And what we came to find out after more than 100 interviews, more than 20,000 pages of documents that we've reviewed, is that Hillary Clinton did a poll. My colleague on the book, Seamus Bruner, found this is brilliant. Mm-hmm. She did a poll in the summer of 2015. And in that poll, of all the things in her life that were scandals, Whitewater, the Rose Law Firm billing record, the Asia fundraising scandal, the email, classified email scandal, it actually was her Russian reboot efforts, her effort to do Russian diplomacy, and her husband cashing in on it, the $500,000 checks, the millions of dollars of donations to the Clinton Foundation, that the poll found was the greatest impediment to her becoming president. 53% of people said it made them less trustworthy of Hillary Clinton to know that she was resetting relationships with Russia at the same time her family was cashing in. And so they set out, according to our interviews and according to the documents we got, to neutralize that issue, to make Republicans so afraid to use the Russian material against Hillary Clinton that they wouldn't do it. And that's how we ended up with Christopher Steele, and that's how we ended up with all these bogus allegations in the FBI investigation, the Mueller investigation, the Ukraine impeachment. It was a cover-up effort, an effort to not only hide the corruption behind the Russian dealings with Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and that gang, but also to cover up the single greatest foreign policy failure of the last 50 years in American history, and that was the Russian reboot. Obama, Biden, and Clinton worked together, gave billions of dollars of freebies away to Russia, when Vladimir Putin got everything he wanted, he pulled out the rug from them and invaded Ukraine. And the Russian reboot was not only a failure, it put America on defense for the first time in the region in a long time. They had to cover it up, and that's how we got to where we are today.
John, let me ask you this. Let's go back to the campaign and a debate with Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. And when asked who was the most dangerous player in the international scene, and Romney, without question, said Russia. And Obama's response was the 80s called and they want their foreign policy back. Was this all part and parcel of this misdirect as well, even before? Go ahead.
Yeah, even more than a misdirect, I think Barack Obama believed in the policy of appeasement. He believed that you won over your enemies by giving away what you wanted, whether it was billions of dollars at the end of sanctions for Iran or tens of billions of dollars of nuclear contracts and a Russian version of Silicon Valley that Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and Barack Obama built for Russia called Skokovo, that he believed in the policy of appeasement. The Reagan-Trump foreign policy is one of peace through strength. So when Barack Obama said that, he really believed it, I think. We show it that he believed that the way to get Vladimir Putin was to pry him with prizes. And there's a great anecdote in the book. I think it's chapter 6 called Putin and the Pastor, where an FBI undercover agent who's been working 6 years inside Rosatom, the nuclear energy agency for Russia, they've just gotten all the contracts. They got Uranium One, the purchase of America's uranium assets, now given to Moscow, billions of dollars of utility contracts, and the Russians come to Washington to celebrate. They're at a dinner, they're throwing down vodka, and the Russians start calling President Obama racial epithets and saying, we can't believe how easy it was to get all these freebies from the Obama, Biden, Clinton dynasty. And the FBI is listening in, their informant is there, and they're literally hearing their president being mocked because for 3 or 4 years, up before that point, the FBI repeatedly warned the FBI President Obama, the State Department where Hillary Clinton was, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the Energy Department, and all the other intelligence agencies that Russia was involved in corruption in the United States. They were engaging in bribes and kickbacks and extortion to get these Russian contracts in place, and the Obama turned a willful eye. So I think when you look at that moment, at that debate, which Mitt Romney turned out to be right, President Obama truly believed that Russia wasn't a problem because he'd given them lots of gifts, and of course they're going to come to our side. It turns out that it was one of the biggest foreign policy failures in American history.
This guy's like the modern-day Neville Chamberlain here exactly. With his policy ideas here. Now, did the president not hear of this story that he was being made fun of and mocked?
We don't know if he was told that. We do know that the president, through his presidential daily briefing and through a government-wide warning, a special intelligence briefing in August 2010, this is one of the big revelations of the book, that everyone in the Obama administration, before they approved Uranium One, before they approved the billions of dollars in new nuclear contracts that make American ratepayers and American utilities dependent on Russian uranium for decades to come, they were warned that Rosatom, where their informant was embedded, was engaged in a process of trying to, through criminality, to create a global monopoly for Russia so that Putin would have all of the uranium business in the world and then he could use it as a geopolitical weapon. And they were told that the American trucking company that moved uranium had been compromised by bribes from Russia. And they were told that Russia's own representatives in the United States, the people that were carrying out this business to get Russian nuclear business from the American government, from American utilities, that they were engaged in kickbacks, extortion, bribery, and racketeering. And despite that knowledge, despite all of those warnings, the Biden, Obama, Clinton administration gave away the farm, the nuclear farm.
Unbelievable.
Russia. And we're still paying for it today.
Exactly. And, of course, the infamous, off-mic comments that, hey, as soon as I get past the election, tell Vladimir that I'm going to have more flexibility. I don't know how much more flexibility he would want after he had given away so many resources of that belong to America.
Yeah, such a great point, Bill. Listen, that's the ultimate example of appeasement policy eking into the public. This is what Barack Obama did. Whether you were Iran or Russia, you wanted to buy your way into their good graces and hope that they would not become bad actors despite 60, 70 years of history telling us otherwise. And it's taken the Trump administration to begin reversing those those bad policies. And we're still in a hole. We're gaining ground with China, Biden, and Iran. But the Obama years were years of failure, and they were years of defeat where our intelligence agency and our government gave us false stories.
I'll tell you what, let's pause on that. Let's bring it back. We got to go to a quick break. We got more from John Solomon after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Are you pro-life but also care about immigration and the economy? Are you concerned about media bias and campaign rhetoric? iVoter Guide has put hundreds of hours of research into our voter guide so you can see what the candidates have done, not just what they say they'll do. Go to iVoterGuide.com today and vote your values now and on November 3rd. That's iVoterGuide.com.
They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Our conversation with John Solomon continues about his new book, Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Washington Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. John, pick up with the story that we left off right before the break.
Yeah, it's so important that people realize that the Iran deal and the Russia reboot were tied together, both in American policy, because Obama needed Russia to support him to get the Iran deal. But similarly, Russia needed money from Iran. And so what's going on behind the scenes is that the FBI and its informant are reporting in real time to the Obama administration that Rosatom is helping illicitly the nuclear weapons program of Iran. And despite that, they proceed with it. Well, the very first thing after Barack Obama cuts the deal for the Iran nuclear deal and he gives billions of dollars to Iran, do you know one of the first things they did? They went to Russia and they bought hundreds of millions of dollars of military equipment. Vladimir Putin gets the money.
All on the people's dime, right? That's great. That's brilliant.
All our money. Our money. Yes. So that's why this story is so important, why we took the time to write Fallout, because American security was sold away for a false promise of appeasement. And in the process, while this is going on, the second angle in the book that's so important, many, many Democrats are getting enriched by the Russia reboot. There are people as consultants, lobbyists. They're getting investments from Russia. Bill Clinton getting a $500,000 speech check. His foundation gets millions of dollars of donations. The Democrats had so much to hide. Corrupt influence and money and a bad foreign policy on top of it.
Well, and as you suggested earlier, and maybe you can expand on this, is that, you know, you got Clinton family members that were involved with the nuclear, I mean, her brother, you know, Biden's families, his kids involved as well in this whole deal. I mean, this is one incredible cabal, and this is all being orchestrated out of the Oval Office. What was in it for Barack Obama that he would allow his, you know, his major players in his administration to be so corrupt? I mean, is this just like, this is just the way the Democrats think that it's business as usual? You just, you know, you take your part. It's, you know, part of your willful elite, you know, service to the people duty that you skim off the top like this?
It's such a great question. And, you know, when you get a question like that as a journalist, the first thing you do is you follow the money. Where'd the money go, right? And so we find the Bill Clinton stuff. We find the Uranium One stuff. We find the Hunter Biden Burisma stuff. There's another guy, Amos Hochstein, who was the top Biden advisor for Ukraine. And when Russia invades Ukraine, he starts giving these speeches. We can't let Russia have a energy dominant market. We can't let that happen. 4 or 5 years earlier, who was he working for? Russia and Rosatom, helping them to get into the American market and roll up American nuclear business. But for Barack Obama, one of the important revelations in the book is that he came in as president from as a senator from Illinois, as someone who had a great relationship with American utilities. And the American utilities really win in this because when they sign these long-term contracts with Russia, they get cheaper uranium. They can bring their costs down. And as soon as all these deals are in place and Vladimir Putin's happy because he's got a monopoly, American utilities are happy because they got cheaper uranium, it's time to start to build the Barack Obama Library and the foundation. And where do you think the $10 million of the first money comes from? Those American utilities that just got those Russia contracts. So the scratch your back, scratch my back politics of Washington was alive and well throughout this entire storyline.
It's so incestuous, John. And as you say, it's so deep, this network, this cabal network orchestrated by the Democrats, Barack Obama and the Clinton Foundation and Joe Biden as well. I mean, it's no wonder the Democrats and particularly, you know, the Holy Trinity of the Democratic Party here, why they're freaking out, because Donald Trump has been an exposing agent to all this.
He has. Yep. The swamp that he came to drain, the second the water started to go down, all those who were benefiting and cashing in the swamp had to escalate their attacks. And that's how we end up with two fake scandals in a row. Russia and Ukraine are fake scandals. Mm-hmm. The storyline that the media and the Democrats gave us has been debunked by the facts.
Well, you know, they spent at least $70 million with, you know, the impeachment process, the Russian investigation, Mueller, the House and Senate investigations. I mean, an immense amount of money that belonged to the people for this hoax. And after everything was all said and done, they come up bupkis. But, you know, Jerry Nadler and Schiff still have to impeach. And I guess they're looking for another reason to try to impeach this president even before the elections, if possible.
Yep. Listen, this is a tactic that until people are punished for bringing false FBI cases and false intelligence to the FISA court, if people don't come out of this and get punished severely through criminality and through termination and through other things, the temptation to keep repeating this process of using the U.S. government as a weapon against your political enemies will only be greater. When you look at this period, when you're done reading this book, I hope people will say, you know what, the stuff that went on the last 4 or 5 years makes the Nixon enemies list stuff look like minor league baseball.
Exactly.
That's the scary part here. And until there's punishment, the temptation to repeat this is highly, highly increased, because no one has really been punished, though. Everyone's gotten away with some very bad behavior.
Well, the only hope is, John, that, you know, when I talk to people, is they're hoping, you know, they sense that A.G. Barr is serious about this.
Right.
You know, he's quiet but forceful. And Durham, and they're just saying, because they know Horowitz. I mean, we said this early on. Horowitz is, that's like trying to execute brain surgery upon yourself. I mean, he's a company guy. He's not going to, you know, what is he going to expose? I mean, he's not going to go after the corruption within the FBI. He's a company guy. So he's going to support the institution. And little did he know, in supporting the institution, he just really just put another death nail in the coffin. So we're looking to the combination of Barr and Durham, especially the Durham investigation, because there is some pre-indication that, you know, there could be some indictments coming soon.
That's right. My reporting shows a lot of activity the last 6-8 weeks consistent with building a criminal case, interviews and evidence gathering and plea deal discussions and things like that. And I would watch for the period right before or just after Labor Day. Mm-hmm. I think there's a strong possibility we'll see the first fruits of John Durham's investigation around that time. I don't think it will end then. I think it will stretch on for a few more months beyond that. But we may know the first fruits of John Durham's investigation right around the Labor Day time frame.
Well, John, there is some sense of urgency because, as been clear, even under previous FBI regimes, their desire not to mess around with the political process and hinder it or influence it in any way. Even Comey tried to at least play that card anyway, but we know ultimately what happened. But nonetheless, there is a sense of urgency that Durham do something, you know, well ahead of the elections in such a way so it's not perceived as something that, you know, favors Trump over Biden.
That's right. And I think he was on course to do that this summer. I think June and July were probably going to be the time frame where he was going to do things. I think COVID slowed down the grand jury process a little bit. And there's also just a lot of rope-a-dope going on with these FBI DOJ witnesses obfuscating. And so he's had to work harder to get the truth. You get these documents, they look explosive, and then you start talking to the witnesses and they're obfuscating. Well, I'm not sure what I meant when I wrote that note down that said, are we trying to get Michael Flynn prosecuted and fired? Well, it's pretty obvious what you meant. You wrote it down.
Right.
But I think he's cutting through that. And I think John Durham has a tremendous historical record as a prosecutor. And if justice is to be had, he's a man who's capable of carrying it out.
Well, John, that's what we can hope for, is that for the sake of the future of this constitutional republic, that, you know, truth would reign. And this could be quite liberating. I mean, it wasn't, I think the last time we had any kind of, you know, scandal like this and where there was at least a cleanup on some of the aisles was in the 70s with the FBI. But clearly we did not get to the root. And this is why we're dealing with it once again, are we not?
You're so true. That's a great way to look at this. I mean, the institutions, you know, all the things that we learned during the Church Committee hearings and also some of the failures that were exposed after 9/11, they're endemic in this scandal as well. And until someone puts a foot down, puts a sharp light on it, makes some serious changes, and punishes some people, we won't have it fixed, and we're in danger of repeating this history yet again.
I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. This book's just released, Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Washington Spies, and the Washington Lies that Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. It all comes together in this book. You will not be able to put this book down. John Solomon, FNC contributor and award-winning investigative reporter. John, I'm going to let you sum it up. We got about 30 seconds. What do you want people to take away from your book?
Listen, we have to get right with what happened in the decade of deceit. 2009 to 2019 was a decade of deceit where the American people got fooled by a lot of things. It's time the truth and accountability reverse those damages.
Amen. John Solomon, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Be well, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo & Company. The journey to equality is more important than ever. One out of four adults in the U.S. have a disability, and this year marks the 30th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, which is a civil rights law that prohibits discrimination against people with disabilities in all areas of public life. Kathy Martinez, Head of Disability and Accessibility Strategy for Wells Fargo.
The ADA has allowed people with disabilities like myself to contribute to the economy, our communities, and all aspects of public life, enriching the cultural fabric of this country. At Wells Fargo, we're committed to financially empowering and employing people with disabilities and find value in the talents and perspectives this community brings to our company.
Wells Fargo supports the tenets of the ADA, commemorates its enactment, and is an advocate of equal opportunities for people with disabilities in collaboration with the National Disability Institute. To celebrate the ADA, visit nationaldisabilityinstitute.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House firing back at some recent comments made, both written and spoken, by Maryland's Republican governor. Harsh comments about the administration's handling of the pandemic. Yesterday, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Governor Hogan is practicing what she calls revisionist history. Hogan says his harshest remarks, which recently appeared in a Washington Post op-ed, were actually taken from his upcoming book, which has been finished now for nearly 2 months.
And I think they've made some improvements since then, quite frankly, but early on in the crisis, there's no question that there were serious mistakes that were made.
A third federal execution this week is to be carried out today in Indiana as Dustin Lee Honkin was convicted of killing 5 people, including children, to protect his Iowa meth operation in 1993. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. to be in the flow of the know as we come to you Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Well, the Democrats are beside themselves in dealing with Joe Biden. I mean, still trying to understand how somebody at this level, the presumptive presidential candidate, was having such a hard time. And, you know, it just seems like the jig is starting to be revealed here. 20% of Democrats, according to Rasmussen, believe that Joe Biden is, you know, cognitively impaired, and that he may be down the road of some level of dementia. 20%, okay? And the numbers that the mainstream media and others are purporting in terms of the lead of Joe Biden over Donald Trump is amazing. And I don't blame you for scratching your head over this, even if you look at how the whole coronavirus is rolling out. I mean, the thing is that everything is a day-to-day snapshot in how we have progressed in this country. You know, the president has relied on the very scientists and experts, maybe too much, and the Democrats and all the talking heads of the mainstream media have said he should be listening to. He's listened to them. I think that probably looking back, he might have done things a little bit differently, though he took the heat in closing down air travel into the west of the United States. He probably, my gut says that he probably wanted to shut all transport down. Had he done that, he would have saved New York. But that didn't happen. because of all the pushback and everybody's heads exploding. How dare you, you know, being xenophobic and all this sort of thing. And how dare he? Now we're looking at what, in excess of 130, almost 140 deaths in this country, record numbers of infection right now. And, you know, we're waiting on Trevor Loudon, who's going to be joining us shortly. And he has some additional news as to, the Chinese involvement and how targeted and how purposeful it was. Of course, Trevor has been, you know, just a stellar source of investigation and research ever since I've known him. I mean, he's the only person I knew of that vetted Barack Obama, if you remember, you know, when he was running for president the first time in 07. People didn't want to talk about it. They didn't want to get into his background. But Trevor did extensive research on it. And, you know, all these connections that we're seeing right now within the Democratic Party are out there now. And Trevor's been, you know, sounding the alarm for years, you know, telling me, I think as late as even 5-6 years ago, he said, Bill, there's a growing number. And I think at the time it was about 100 card-carrying Democratic Socialists. And he said, well, what does that mean, Democratic Socialists? Not, you know, it's a fair question. But the fact of the matter is, just drop off Democrat. It's Socialist. And that's really what's in the vernacular right now. It's all in the mainstream discussion. And the consideration of millennials saying, look, forget about capitalism, socialism is the answer. I mean, forget about all the empirical evidence, what history has pointed to. But anyway, getting back to Joe Biden, you know, when you hear him, you know, people say, well, he can't complete a sentence. And, you know, that's a little rough. I mean, I got to tell you, I cringe when I hear the criticism. But when you hear him speak and say certain things, like referring to five of his grandchildren, and I talk to my five grandkids every day. Well, actually, I think he has seven. He refers to Arizona as a, you know, as a city and not as a state. He can't remember the Constitution, you know, that thing, all those things. And I got to imagine even lower level Democrats are questioning and going, wow, is this the best we can do? And meanwhile, his platform is being pushed hard left. He seems to be out of control and not quite have the influence of a moderate Joe Biden that we have known previously. And as we discussed earlier this week, if in fact Joe Biden is dealing with mental problems, you've got to know, because of the intensity of the office of the president, this is only going to be further exacerbated. That's even if he gets there. I mean, we've got three debates, you know, supposedly that are logged in, that are supposed to happen, face-to-face debates. And I got to believe the Democratic operatives are just, you know, their knees are rattling. And wondering, you know, what the heck's going to do? You know, can he get enough rest? Is he going to be fortified enough, maybe with vitamins or whatever, so that he could withstand the intensity of a debate mano-a-mano with the president of the United States, especially when you've got a president that is so fortified with, you know, fulfilled promises? And again, getting back to what we're talking about with COVID-19 and how the mainstream media would like to attack this president, it's like, what did you expect him to do? I mean, if he'd have come in and just said, look, I'm taking over all the states, we're just going to federalize and just take over everything, the heads would have really been exploded. Oh, there it is, King Trump, and, you know, all kinds of havoc would go on. But I believe that considering the U.S. Constitution, which he's been very respectful of, and counting on local municipalities, local governors to handle and do their job, it really, in some sense, you know, some strategists on the GOP side said, well, that's kind of brilliant, because what you're doing is exposing the blue state governors for who they are. I mean, they can't help themselves. I mean, whether it's Oregon, whether it's Washington, Baltimore, I mean, just go right down the list. And Illinois you know, these governors and Governor Cuomo and his ideas, like, oh, well, let's do a poster. We're going to do a poster and somehow give him some sort of validation for the fact that it was he that decided to put people who are ill, you know, in nursing homes. Like, that made sense. And then he tried to blame Trump, but it didn't. You know, even the mainstream media was smart, and that's going like a bridge too far, so we can't do that. But it didn't stop him. I mean, he still threw it out there because, you know, that's the get-out-of-jail card. You know, just blame Trump. Blame Trump for everything, and it somehow, you know, allows you to, you know, as Hillary Clinton would go and tell you, it allows for plausible deniability, right? And lack of accountability. But the fact of the matter is what's happening in New York is at the doorstep of, you know, of the governor, Governor Cuomo, and certainly what's happening in the city there, de Blasio, it is an absolute mess. I mean, they are destroying New York City. I mean, to see what is going on there, how insane. You know, Portland, Oregon, I mean, look at the lawlessness continues. And until there's enough intestinal fortitude that comes together and pushes back and say, no, you know, we're taking back. In fact, for a long time, we've been saying even about Chicago, you feel for the people there in the inner cities, you know, the families, like, where can your kids go? I mean, they can't even go to a park and they get shot, you know, that 1 year old. I mean, what a heartbreak. I mean, to feel the father's pain and his tears and grief that he shared on national television there in front of everybody. And the fact that this is one of many. I mean, what did we have last weekend in Chicago? Something like 60, 70 incidences of people getting shot. Something like 16 or so. I mean, the numbers are just so rattling. I mean, to think of these families that are affected like this father. I mean, how many other fathers and mothers throughout Chicago are grieving even this day? And then they dread for the weekend because the weekend is like a shootout at the OK Corral every weekend in Chicago. This is the kind of madness that is happening in these blue states. But look at, if the citizens do not rally and come together and stand for law and justice and peace and tranquility, it will be more of the same. And the Democrats only know, sadly, to buy your vote. They will use tax monies to buy their vote. This is what they will continue to do. And you got to understand, they're so desperate going into this cycle. Heaven knows what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, how this is going to turn out. If, you know, if Joe Biden is to be elected, if the Democrats remain in office, I'll tell you what you're seeing. What you're seeing happening in New York and in Portland and in other parts of our country is just a mere preview of things to come.
It's a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625. With a 2.64% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, it's coming down to that, ladies and gentlemen, where we are revisiting that. You know, is freedom worth it? Or do we just surrender and go along with the socialist mob that's happening? I mean, look what's going on in Portland, Oregon. I mean, 6 weeks of all these protests, and now federal agents have come in, and I love this. The protesters are complaining, it's not fair. They're coming with unmarked cars to arrest us. You gotta love this, how they try to use, you know, our own strategy and the U.S. Constitution to their convenience and claim some sort of legal foul. Trevor Loudon joins us now. My good friend is back with us. He is the Marxist and socialism expert that we go to, and just one of the best researchers, I believe, on the planet today. He is such a blessing for us freedom-loving citizens, because you know, you cannot count on the mainstream media, Trevor, to get anywhere near the truth. I guess maybe they just feel like, like maybe they'll be annihilated if they just embrace the truth or something. Somehow they'll just melt like the witch from the Wizard of Oz.
Well, you know, somebody might call them racist. Or somebody might say they're homophobic or Islamophobic. And how could they possibly stand that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that'll throw them in the fetal position with their thumb in their mouth really quick. But, you know, seriously, we got problems here in River City. I mean, across the country, Portland, you know, sticks out right now blatantly. We see the murder rate, crime rate going up exponentially. And you have Bill de Blasio, like, you remember Baghdad? Was it Baghdad Bob? Remember when the United States came in to Iraq and he was telling everybody, hey, we got him where we want him. We're winning conflict, right? De Blasio sounds like Baghdad Bob. I mean, he's channeling his Baghdad Bob, telling everybody, oh, you know, this is great. You know, we have less people in jail than we did, you know, at all times. And we're just doing so much better. And are you delusional? You got less people in jail because you won't hold them in jail. I mean, even the gal that beat up you know, one of the police officers, one of the chiefs of NYPD, puts a hole in his head. Another breaks fair. I mean, she was in and out like you know, like a game of Monopoly or something here, Trevor. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, you could stop the whole incarceration problem overnight by just releasing everybody from jails and never prosecuting anybody. Mm. And we'd be so much safer and everybody would be happier, would they not?
Oh, that's their theory, isn't it? And once again, this is a dangerous thing, like you and I talked about with Barack Obama. With Barack Obama, we lived, suddenly we were thrust into the world of the theoretical. Forget about empirical evidence, forget about history, the things that prove differently, even, if I might say, even the science, Trevor, that they so want to count on these days. Obama ignored all that and said, nope, hey, I'm in charge. It's like all these theories that were tossed around in the lunchrooms of academia suddenly were given place under this administration.
Yeah, well, that's the thing we've got to realize, too. That, you know, these theories that are used to justify these things, these de-incarceration theories, these anti-police theories, even the left doesn't believe them. Mm-hmm. They are only there to destroy us. They're only right. there to provide cover for the anarchists and communists to take over. You know, we shouldn't even be entertaining any of this garbage. You know, but the left are very powerful in the media, so they get a lot of play. But, you know, the famous quote by David Horowitz, you know, the issue is never the issue. The issue is always the revolution. You know, Black Lives Matter is not about black people. The anti-police movement is not about the police. You know, it's all about creating conditions of anarchy in preparation for a socialist Marxist revolution.
Exactly.
That's all it's for.
And it's not like this hasn't happened. I mean, throughout the history of time, this is exactly the modus operandi. It is a clear and present danger that the mainstream media is sticking their head in the sand, and then they accuse Donald Trump of mishandling all this. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, well, you know, this is Lenin, this is Zelensky, you know, accuse others of what you're doing yourself. You know, these people who have been working with China and Russia and Cuba and Venezuela for decades accuse Trump of colluding with Russia, you know, when they are completely enemy agents, you know. I say all this rioting we've had is a Chinese operation. The Chinese are running this.
Exactly.
But you'd never know that by the media.
No.
You never even have a hint of that.
And how smart is Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, Schumer et al. Of the Democratic apparatchik, how smart are they to waste millions of dollars of the people's money to buy in to this clear nonsense narrative?
Well, they are smart because they collude together. They have a story and they tell it. But you know, you just brought up Jerry Nadler. So why have the leaders of the rioting not been arrested? And I could name them, but all that's been arrested is the lower down guys who throw bricks and set fire to police cars. The leaders are still free. Because Jerry Nadler, the head of the Judiciary Committee, he controls the FBI and the Justice Department. And he was the man who let Susan Rosenberg out of jail, got her a pardon, a former Black Liberation Army terrorist involved in a murder of a policeman, former Weather Underground, who is now one of the chief fundraisers for Black Lives Matter. He let her out of jail. You know, Democratic Socialists of America, the largest Marxist group in the country, is heavily involved in Black Lives Matter, and he used to be a member of it. So do you think the FBI and the Justice Department are really, really keen to arrest Jerry Nadler's friends, their boss's friends?
Does Nadler have that much political capital that he can block the Justice Department like this?
Well, look, it was Nadler that shut down the investigation into Acorn years ago, remember?
Yes, right.
Acorn was a front for Democratic Socialists of America. He was a member of Democratic Socialists of America. He shut down an investigation into his friends. Now, he doesn't have to give direct orders, but what organizations are going to go and investigate their boss's friends?
Mm-hmm.
He has a say over their budget. He has a say over their priorities. You know, do you think these guys are going to risk their pensions and their job opportunities, their jobs, by attacking their boss's friends? That's why the FBI never investigates Congress members for political crimes, for treason, for espionage, for all of these things, because they are attacking their bosses, people who pay their salaries. So, yeah, Nadler does have a huge amount of influence, and he is a Black Lives Matter enabler, and the FBI is supposed to be going after these guys. Well, good luck with that.
Right, exactly. Good point. Let's go back, and we've got about 3 minutes left here, Trevor, and let's put a bead on the leaders of the pro-Chinese Communist Party Freedom Road Socialist Organization. Our audience is barely hearing, you know, some things about the FRSO, but you've done an incredible amount of research. Bring us up to speed with what's going on with them.
The FRSO, or FRSO as they call it, Freedom Road Socialist Organization, is based in Minneapolis and Chicago. And through their front group, they had a front group, Justice for Jamar. It was in commemoration of a black guy who was killed at the hands of police a few years ago. They openly admit, they boast that they started the riot. They sparked it. And all of their groups, this is a pro-Chinese Communist Party. It supports North Korea and China and Iran and Venezuela. And they openly are taking credit for sparking the riots. I've got tape where these people are saying, you can't believe the joy we felt when we burnt Precinct 13, Precinct 3. You know, so we talk about Antifa. Antifa is a tiny part of this. This is a pro-Chinese communist operation done by Freedom Road Socialist Organization. They organize riots also in Dallas, in Houston, in Tallahassee, in Tampa, in Jacksonville, Salt Lake City, Utah, New York, and many other cities around the country. If you want to know who's doing this, look to China.
Well, people are pointing to Soros as, you know, part of the program here. But particularly with China, what concerns me is their tentacles into corporate America. We have corporate America that is backdooring some of this as well. Are they not?
Yeah. Well, that's right. You know, the Chinese have got influence in America two ways. They influence the corporations and the Republicans with their money. And they influence the left and the Democrats through their ideology. So they have got tentacles in virtually every sector, every power sector in America. And they are at war with President Trump. They want to bring him down, hence the riots.
Yeah. Well, they see this as their opportunity. And, of course, the Democrats are, you know, they're thinking, okay, if we can bring this down, we've already crippled the economy with COVID, and these riots are they're certainly not helping the cause. They're helping the cause more for Biden than they are for the president. But that's for people that just want to look at it emotionally and not reasonably and with some common sense. Trevor Loudon has been our guest, and as always, we appreciate his research, his acumen to keep us up to date in the realm of the truth and what's happening in your country today. Trevor, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
This is Fred.
Hi.